Campusradio im Gespräch.
Hier geht's weiter mit dem angeteaserten Interview von einer Stray Orchestra. Und wir freuen uns, mit dem Tourmanager zu sprechen. Hello, hi there.
Hello.
Nice to hear from you. Have you ever been in Jena before? Have the Eine Stray Orchestra have ever played in Jena before?
Yeah, we have. I remember at least playing at the Rosenkeller at one point. Yeah, Jena is one of those cities where we feel like we should go, because I think a lot of our audience is in Jena. So we're really looking forward to tonight's show.
Okay, awesome. So how do you prepare for a concert?
We practice a lot and we constantly write music. So we always try and fit in some brand new songs, or maybe like something new to keep it fresh. Maybe a Christmas song, you know, it's December now, so we might play a Christmas cover as well. Just always try and not do the exactly same thing each time, basically.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about the track list you'll be playing tonight. You already said you're going to play Christmas track. Can you tell a little bit more? Are they going to be new tracks, old tracks?
Yeah, it's pretty much going to be tracks from all of our catalog. This time around, we're doing a trio tour, which is something that we've never done before, and we want to do something really special with new versions of old songs, and then also, yeah, just like from all over our catalog, and also, like you said, we're going to play a Christmas song as well. I mean, it's Christmas, so we should play a Christmas song, I think.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. So can you tell me about your worst moment or your greatest moment that you've experienced on stage?
There are so many moments in general that we remember, and you know, you have those moments where you come to a place around the world. For example, I remember going to Ukraine. We were on a Ukraine-Russia tour where we took the train between cities, and we came to a very small and gray town called Dnipropetrovsk, and we didn't expect much. And then like the whole city came, it felt like there was packed, and there were so many young and old people, and nobody knew any English, but they were crying, and it was really intense and beautiful. So that's probably one of my favorite things, when you at least expect a show to be good and then it turns out to be good. And then you have the opposite, when it's supposed to go really well and it's an important show and then it doesn't go well. It's just, you know, sometimes it's just about the day and how everything just comes together. And I remember being on a festival and our sound engineer got really, really, really infected on his leg. We've been playing football and then he got like a wounded leg, and he was at one point just kind of shaking and being really, really ill in the backstage. And then our drummer suddenly got like a spike in his finger. It was like a lot of things happening at the same time. But we will always survive.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a really hard concert then. But I hope that tonight at the Glass House in Jena, where you'll be playing, everything will go all right and you'll have a great night. So thanks for the interview.
Thank you so much. I'm sure it's going to be a really, really nice night.